This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. The name I have chosen for today is different from all the names we've talked about so far. It'll be different from all the names that we'll talk about later. Very unique name. It's a name that, inshallah, the goal is that you will walk out tonight, today, after hearing about this name and thinking about it, hopefully living with it, with one less dhanb in your life, with one less sin. You will leave a sin, inshallah, today because of this name. If you were to guess based on the verses we recited, what would you guess? No. It was in both rak'at. Ismullah al-Qahhar. Ismullah al-Qahhar. Now, the word qahar in English, Arabic, means sayyitara wa akhba'. He controls and he compels. So the word qahar is for you to control something and then compel it or force it or subdue it to your will. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name al-qahar means the subduer or the compeller, subhanahu wa ta'ala. هو الذي خضع في ملكه له كل شيء من الذرة إلى المجرة فلا يخرج عن سلطانه شيء. He is the one who everything in this in his creation submit to him, from the atom to the galaxy and beyond, is all overcome and compelled by him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to recite to you a number of ayat. In the Quran, the word qahhar, you find it 6 times. And you find qahir twice. So it's qahhar and there's qahir. The same basic meaning. Qahhar is an exaggeration of the verb or the action. Now, what is the name that you find with qahhar a lot? Al-Wahid. Al-Wahid. Let's listen to the verses. يقول سبحانه وتعالى يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار. On the day when the earth will be substituted by a different earth, and so will the heavens and the skies, the cosmos will be substituted as well, and everyone will be standing there fully exposed to the subduer and the one and only, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, why is it that you find al-wahid with al-qahhar a lot? Because, as I said, it's a unique name. So no one else does this but him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, other names, you can take something and you can call yourself by that name from a figurative perspective. He is Al-Kareem, you can be Kareem. He is Al-Rahim, you can be Rahim. He is Al-Ghafoor, you can be Ghafoor as well. But he is Al-Qahhar, and no one else can be Al-Qahhar but him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't take the name. No one can call themselves Qahhar or claim that that is one of their attributes in life. He is the only one, that's Al-Wahid, the one and only Al-Qahhar, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every time you hear the name, before it is the one. So you don't think that this is something that you can participate in as well with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَهُمْ بَارِزُونَ. On the day when they are fully exposed. لَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing hidden on that day. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another day. But that day they feel it. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. It is called upon everyone. Who is the king today? The sovereignty belongs to whom today? And then someone answers, and there's an answer. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the subduer. No one else. Yusuf, when he entered prison, and they asked him, Yusuf, tell us what our dreams mean. So before he told them the meaning of the dream, he did a bit of da'wah, alayhi salam, within the prison. So he said, Ya sahibay sijin, a'arbabun mutafarriquna khayr, aw khayr, amillahu al-wahidu al-qahhar. Are different and numbered lords and and masters better? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and the subduer. Why did he use that name? He could have used Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, they're in prison. Because when you're in prison, and the warden is yaqaruk, the warden is forcing you, is subduing you to his will. So for a moment you may think that the warden is the qahar, or the person who owns the kid. No, he is not. Yes, you're in jail. Yes, you are forced to sit here and to eat the way they want, and to sleep when they want, and wake up when they want. But they are not the qahar. Allah is the qahar, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So use that name to remind them of who the qahar actually is, because you're in jail. Sometimes it can happen when you're in jail. يقول سبحانه وتعالى لو أراد الله أن يتخذ ولدا لاصطفى مما يخلق ما يشاء سبحانه هو الله الواحد القهار خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق يكور الليل على النهار ويكور النهار على الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to take a son for himself, he could have chosen anything he created as a son for himself. He doesn't need a woman for it to make her pregnant and to have a son. He doesn't need that. He owns everything. He could have chosen anyone. Subhanahu, he is beyond that. He is the one, he is the qahar. Everything falls under his will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't need a sequence of events for things to work out in a certain way, for you to say this is his son or this is hashahu wa jalla an thalik. But if he wanted to, it was a choice he would make. No sequence would be needed. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مُنذِرٌ وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارِ. Tell them, I am just a messenger. You think I'm powerful and I'm strong. And I'm not, I'm just a messenger. The Prophet ﷺ, just tell them, don't delude them thinking something else. Tell them, I'm just a messenger. But there is no Lord but the one and only, the subduer, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say no to this, when you refuse this, you're not refusing me. You're not saying no to me. You're saying no to the Qahhar, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In an ayah that we've discussed previously in Ismullah al-Khaliq, أَمْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Or did they give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala associates, and those associates created things, and now they're confusing the creations that they're seeing in front of them? قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Say Allah is the creator of everything. وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. He is the one and only and the subduer, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything you see submits to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ غَيْرُ مُعْجِزِ اللَّهِ. In an ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to the mushrikeen, telling them, and if you refuse this message, and if you refuse to listen, and you will continue to do what you do, know that you cannot outrun God, that you cannot beat him, that you're not smarter than him, that you have no power over him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he wants you, he will bring you, jalla jalaluhu. Examples of his qahr. Qahr al-turab. He subdued the soil, and the soil spoke and saw and felt, as you and I do every day. Qahr al-hawa. He subdued the air, and we can't see it. It's there, and we need it, but it's not something that we can touch and hold on to. Qahr al-samawati wal-ard. He subdued the earth and the cosmos. ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to the sky, and it was full of smoke at the time. فقال لها وللأرض. And then he said to the sky and to the earth, إيتيا طوعا أو كرها. Submit to me and come to me, whether by choice or whether against your will. قالتا أتينا طائعين. They say, we'll come with our choice. We would like to. We'll come the way. Choosingly. قهر سبحانه وتعالى البصر عن أن يراه. He subdued the eyesight, he is not seen. لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار. You will never see him. موسى عليه السلام couldn't even see the thing that was witnessing his majesty. موسى عليه السلام had a, he blacked out when he witnessed the creation that witnessed his majesty سبحانه وتعالى. قهر أعداءه بأرق مخلوقاته. When he took out Abraha, how did he subdue that army? How did he compel and force that army out? What did he use? Some huge animals of the desert stampeding over them? Was it a hurricane? Was it lightning bolts? No, it was the birds. When was the last time you looked at birds and you thought of death? When was the last time you saw some birds and you're like, oh, I should hide? قهرهم with birds and pebbles. pretty sure if they, يعني, if they had phones back then, they were trying to take selfies with the beautiful, يعني, natural phenomenon. طهرهم بأرق مخلوقاته. طهر الأشياء لضدها. He subdued elements. The two elements that burn are the two elements that make water. And then يوم القيامة you'll have the water burn again, سبحانه وتعالى. وإذا البحار سجرت. Because the elements are submit to him and he tells them to do what he wants them to do. قهر الأمور بعكسها. He makes the tools on earth. He subdues them to do the opposite of what they were created for. So you never forget that it's him who controls and him who commands. Ya Ibrahim, go and slaughter your son. So he does. مقهور إبراهيم. Ibrahim عليه السلام accepted, he submitted. So he took the knife, he put it on the neck of his son, and the knife would not cut. Why? Because قهره الله not do. Don't cut knife, so the knife doesn't cut. They throw Ibrahim into the fire. So he calls upon the fire. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ. Who calls يَا نَارُ? Who in the universe can look at something and call it by its name and tell it to do something and it'll stop doing? Oh, fire, يَا نَارُ. And then نَارُ will say, yes, يَا رَبُّ. What is it? كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا. Be cool and peaceful for Ibrahim. خلاص, it's cool and peaceful. He was asked later on, Ibrahim, what are the best days of your life? He said, the days I lived in the fire. It's برد وسلام. قهرنا بالموت. And he subdued us by death. Everything here will die. 100 years from now, no one sitting here will be sitting here. If we do our job right, maybe others will be sitting here. If we don't, it may be empty. But we are all subdued. We're all overcome by death. قهره جميل. When he compels subhanahu wa ta'ala, he subdues, it is with elegance, it is with beauty. See, every other thing living in this universe, every other thing enjoys being overcome by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything does. السماوات الأرض الشجر ألم ترى أن الله يسجد له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض والشمس والقمر والنجوم والجبال والشجر والدواب وكثير من الناس. Did you not see that everything prostrates to him? The cosmos and the earth and the trees and the mountains and the animals, everything, and the moon and the sun, they all submit and they're happy to do it. And they do it willingly. See, everything is maqoor. Everything is forced and compelled to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to do. Except you and I. Just you and I. We don't have to. We don't have to. We can if we want to. If we don't want to. At least we think that. That's the illusion that we have. There's an athar with Israeliyat for Dawood alayhi salam that goes like this. Dawood is telling us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the following, Ya Abdi, my servant, Anta turid, you want things. Wa ana urid, and I want things. Fasallim li fi ma urid, utika ma turid, give me or submit to me what I want from you, and I will give you what you want. Wa illam tusallim li fi ma urid, and if you refuse to submit to me what I want from you, أتعبتك فيما تريد. I will make it very hard for you to get what you want. ثم لا يكون إلا ما أريد. And at the end, all you'll get is what I wanted for you in the first place. وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. We're compelled by Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in many aspects of life, and we know that. We didn't choose where we were born, we don't choose our parents, we don't choose a lot of things. But you think we choose our faith, correct? We choose whether to worship Him or not. Do you agree? Do we not choose whether we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or we don't? Yeah. Not really. We don't really choose whether we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. We just choose the time. It's not really choosing whether you're going to worship Him or not. You're going to do it. You're going to be given 50,000 years, Yawm al-Qiyamah, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, and to make the most sincere dua you ever made, and to make the most sincere prostration you ever made. It's just you get to choose when. Would you like to do it now? Or would you like to do it then? Qahar subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going to worship. You are going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All He gave you was the choice of time. You can do it now or you can do it then. It's up to you. But you're going to do it. We will all worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will all submit to Him. When you take the wording of submission, the word submission has no meaning in Islam without the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Qahhar. It's meaningless. The point of of submission is that there is someone worthy of submitting to, of giving up our will for His will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what submission means, it is istislam. Why is it that you go do Umrah? Why do you go walk around a house 7 times and walk between 2 small mountains 7 times? Why is it you do Hajj and you pick up pebbles and you throw it on another rock? Why are you doing these things? Because Allah is Al-Qahhar, and because He said so, and that's good enough for you and I. And that's why Ibrahim alayhi salam accepted the command of slaughtering his own son, Jalla alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because Allah is Al-Qahhar, because you have to submit. Submission is the action that is connected to Ismullah Al-Qahhar. Narrated in the collection of Imam Bukhari, that the Prophet ﷺ said, or what is narrated that happened, that one day he got on the minbar, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Sahaba were all in the masjid, and he started to give a khutbah, وقال, وما قد, and he recited the ayah, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. And they did not respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do respect. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the earth on that day is in his fist, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. And the cosmos are folded in his right hand. Figuratively, beyond our understanding. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. He is exalted upon everyone who associated others with him. And the Prophet ﷺ paused. And he started to say, on that day, في ذلك اليوم ينادي الله أنا الملك أين الملوك. He will call, I am the king. Where are all the kings of earth? أنا الجبار أين الجبابرة. أنا العزيز أنا الكبير أنا المتكبر أنا المهيمن أنا القهار. And the Prophet ﷺ started counting the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as he was counting those names, the minbar starts to shake. The member is shaking under the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يقول ابن عمر حتى قلنا هل المنبر ساقط برسول الله. Is he going to fall? The member seems to be. Even the member was moved. Even the khashab, even the wood was moved when he القهار سبحانه وتعالى. How can you live with القهار? I have 3 suggestions. الخشية, number one. Revere him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truly revere him. It's a beautiful type of reverence. Because it's not a reverence that is based on ظلم, on oppression. يقول subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. And he is the subduer upon all of his servants, and he is the most wise. And he is the one who knows all that others do not know. So it's not based on oppression. It's not based on ظلم. He is al-Hakim, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظَهُ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. He is the subduer upon all of his servants. And one day he will send messengers to you when the time comes. And they will take your soul. And they will not lose it. And you'll be returned to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, revere him. You see, the name of Al-Qahhar ends those questions. You know those questions that we ask and we get asked? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create people in the way that He did? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us that we cannot commit this sin? Why do I have to wear and dress in this way? Why do I have to have these restrictions and limitations? Why is it this and why is it that? Because Allah is Al-Qahhar, that's why. Because He will do what He wants, when He wants, because He does what He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one is there to question Him, and no one is allowed to question Him. The reason that you could ask that question is because He gave you the ability to do so, and He could take that ability away, and He will. He will take the ability that you have right now to question Him and to object to Him and to disobey Him. It will be taken away. And you will not speak when you want to speak. And you will not move when you want to move. You won't even sit when you want to sit. Yawm al-Qiyamah, you will stand. And He will dare you, sit if you can. You can't sit because they don't listen to you. Because they were never yours to begin with. Because He is al-Qahhar subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when... Yeah, your body parts, speak up on the day of judgment. If you're not willing to live, to accept the sin that you've committed, if you're not willing to accept it and own it, then your body parts will speak. And you will ask them, why did you speak? Why did you admit to this? I was doing it to protect you. They will say, قالوا أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء. You think we have a choice? You don't have a choice. You will speak when he commands us to speak, and we will be silent when he commands us to be silent. So when we go around questioning him, objecting to him, wondering, who are you questioning? Based on what? The only reason you have will is because he willed for you to have will. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ He had the will for you to have a will. And he can take that away, and he will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Revere him. Revere him to the point where you can stop sinning. The name of Al-Qahhar is the name that if you use wisely, it will stop you before you make a mistake. It really will. Try the name. When you think he's Al-Qahhar, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only reason I'm allowed to do this sin is because he exempted me for a certain period of time. Everything else has to do exactly what he says. But he gave me a choice. Just for a certain period of time, for yani 90 spins around the sun, tops. Tops, maybe 100 if you're lucky. And that's the end of it. And then you don't have the will anymore. You don't have the choice. And you're maqhoor all over again, just like everything else. Number one, revere him. Number two, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرُ Do not subdue anyone else. That is not yours. That is not your ability. That's not your attribute. That is not for you to do. We are not allowed and we are not permissed to subdue and iqhar anyone, to compel or force anything. Especially those who for a moment in this existence are weaker than us. Especially those who for a split second within the time of this universe, we seem to be a bit stronger than them. Do not subdue them, because you are not al-qahhar. You are just another maqhur like everything else. So do not practice this against others. La taqhar. Do not subdue, do not force, do not mistreat. That's not us. He's al-qahhar, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We accept that, and others, we don't treat like that. Can you use the name at all? Yeah, you can use the name. You can use the name once. Iqhar nafsak. The third point. Subdue yourself. This nafs that doesn't want to submit to the will of its Lord, subdue it. Tell it it's not going to happen. You're going to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. You're going to do what He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's going to object and say it's not going to happen. This is not a negotiation. And iqhar nafsak. If you want to subdue anything, then subdue yourself. And make sure it walks the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every time you feel like you are going to go astray, or every time you feel compelled to make a mistake or to say something you shouldn't say, or act in a certain way, or look in a certain direction, or listen to something that is haram, remind yourself. You are a servant of Al-Qahhar, and then subdue it to the will of Al-Qahhar, the subduer himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. The three things I think we can do. Number one, revere him. Revere Al-Qahhar subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day will come where this illusion of choice will go. I guarantee it. The day will come where this illusion of choice will go. I will be left to be synchronized and harmonized with everything else in this universe. In full submission. Totally compelled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll look back at the time where we had choices, where we weren't being maqhoorin in certain things, and we'll wish that we didn't make those choices. Because who were we going against, and who were we singing against? The Al-Qahhar himself. Revere him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not subdue anyone. Do not force or compel or mistreat anyone. And if you're going to subdue anything, then subdue yourself to his will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope that was beneficial. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Shadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullahu khairan.